This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Men who get prostate cancer have traditionally had three options: surgery, radiation, or basically wait and see. A report out earlier this month shows there's no real difference between the three when it comes to death rates, which obviously has an effect on what patients and doctors decide and on what insurance companies might decide to pay for. From the Health Desk, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more on that.
A month ago, Mark Biagini picked up the phone.
I called friends of mine and my family. I have a brother and sister, and my mom.
Biagini told them all he has prostate cancer. He's 49, a chiropractor in Pittsburgh. Since he's got the word, Biagini's had long nights going round and round about what's next.
Is it better to have it cured, or at least try to have it cured and deal with the side effects, or is it better to see what happens and not deal with the side effects? It's a tough choice.
Wait and see is becoming a real approach. As many as half the patients are going that route these days. The new research on prostate cancer adds to growing evidence. Here in the U.S., we do too much on men with slow-growing tumors. Even the head doctor at the American Cancer Society, Dr. Otis Brawley, thinks so.
We know that the majority of those men don't need to be treated. They don't even need to know they have prostate cancer.
Brawley hopes this new research persuades even more prostate cancer patients to wait and see, but he's got his doubts. He says it's hard to recruit people for randomized trials because they're afraid they'll be in the group that doesn't get treatment. That makes sense to Dr. Ben Davies, one of Mark Biagini's physicians in Pittsburgh. Some patients, he says, freak out when they hear the C word, cancer.
Most of them, frankly, to be totally honest, just want to be treated and move on with their life.
Another challenge to cutting back? The doctors. Patients almost always do what their doctors recommend. In fact, one study suggests they go with their physician 85% of the time.
Most of the time, when physicians were making recommendations, they suggested that patients get surgery or radiation.
That's Duke Medical School student Karen Schur and lead author of the study. Some doctors may steer their patients toward more aggressive treatment because they'll make more money, but Schur observed physicians who are salaried, so no financial incentive. She thinks, just like the patients, physicians are worried too.
It's really scary to recommend something when there's a chance that a cancer could spread and a patient could lose the opportunity of a cure. Even if it's unlikely, it feels really emotionally hard to recommend such a thing.
So if we're going to change the way Americans deal with this kind of cancer, a lot of the weight may fall to doctors. And here's the thing. The U.S. is on track to spend more than $14 billion this year fighting prostate cancer. A chunk of that may help patients and doctors psychologically, but it's not helping people live any longer, at least at 10 years out. But that is a challenge for another day. In the here and now, 49-year-old Mark Biagini has choices to make.
I'm leaning towards waiting for a while and seeing how aggressive it is before I make my decision to jump into the surgery.
After an MRI came back showing nothing ominous, Biagini huddled with one of his doctors and, yes, took a look at the study and decided to hold off for now. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.